So Rich, can you tell us about a couple of your patients that sort of fit both those models?
Sure. So I'm thinking of a patient I just saw on Thursday in clinic who's had metastatic disease that's mainly been nodal. So nodal disease in the abdomen, nodal disease in the thorax, some nodes that you can feel in the neck.
How old is the patient?
The patient's in his early 70s, a functional, well-to-do guy with a house in the mountains kind of thing.
Presented with mets?
Presented with mets. And he has been most recently on cetuximab and has had an exuberant response with an exuberant rash. And so it's been a struggle. You know, his fingers are cracking, his face is beet red, he's got pustules all up and down his body. And we have put him on treatment for periods of 3 and 4 months. His dermatologic problems have gotten worse and worse. And then we've stopped him for periods of 3 or 4 months. His disease is easily visible on scan and palpable in his neck. It's never been symptomatic other than worrying him. And I think this is an ideal circumstance. He doesn't have any disease that's going to make an organ go into failure anytime soon. And that, in contrast to a 36-year-old woman I saw this week in clinic with 80% of her liver replaced, who I was just getting started on chemotherapy, and her future in my hands is going to be continuous chemotherapy.
So the man on the cetuximab, how does his quality of life change when you stop the therapy?
You know, he starts to look like you and me again.
How long does it take? It
takes him about 6 weeks. He's been off treatment now for about 2 weeks. Already some of the pustules are going away and the rash is starting to fade. My guess is that he'll probably be off treatment again for another 3 or 4 months and that he'll get back to a normal quality of life.
You can lower the dose, you know.
I can lower the dose. I haven't done that.
You want to comment on that, Howard?
No, but I mean, there are treatment guidelines for cutaneous toxicity, including using the weekly dosing reduced from 250 per meter squared per week to 200 or 150. And I've had patients where I've done that because, you know.
Well, I choose to reduce the dose in blocks rather than in weeks.